Hey, it's been a minute.
I mean, y'all Dang. busy.
Well, you busy, busy too.
So, are we throwing out excuses to the in the ether out there? We just hadn't been here. Hey, we need to get up our butts and do something. Anyway, it's just me.
Listen, it's a beautiful sunset here in San Francisco. Just at the end of my day at the office. I mean, I'm doing some consulting work from Starfleet. Don't ask questions. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
10-4. 10-4.
Excellent.
All right, let's get this party started. Where are we starting at, guys?
I mean, I guess we got to start with the Florida man. Currently the most Florida man of Florida men.
Which one was that?
Representative Matt Gaetz. Oh.
Yeah, he is. Florida man personified.
I mean, how you getting investigated because your friend got investigated? Number one. Number two, did you see where some women came out? It's like, listen, we partied with him. It was a good time. We never saw anybody that was underage. But he did pay us. But you know, we of age. I'm like,
yeah, that's a disclaimer they throw there for some, mm-hmm. So they got a couple extra dollars to come out saying that. But it's just the whole idea how these guys operate. To me, is just you should look at that. It's just goodness gracious. Well, yeah, I know they do it.
He's the very model of Florida power. He's like his dad was in government. Now he's in government. I don't think he had any skills to do in government.
No, he probably had no skills to go to school. All those cats. No, I used to talk. Well, there's no policy or anything that he put any kind of thought into what he's trying to do for people. They ran scams in the state. I read about. He and his, what they did against the opposition, they created another campaign of a stand-in person, a woman, and hired her to run against this other person to dilute their vote. That's the kind of stuff they got. They documented here in Florida at least one time, maybe more than that. Man, that's allegedly. Allegedly.
I mean, he's in a safe district in the Panhandle, a super conservative anyway, so he really doesn't need it. But whatever.
No, but that's just the style. That's how they like doing it. That's all that means.
He seems to like doing it certain ways a lot.
Well, I ain't touching that.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. But it's interesting stuff, but it's just, I don't know. But the guy's been there. He's a second term guy. He's been in there. I don't know. He's been in there maybe 4 years, maybe.
4 years.
Yeah, he's a green congressman, but he's been in Florida politics.
He's on TV all the time. At least that's over here. He's been on as a backcountry congressman. He's been on TV all the time.
So I'm reading an article about this whole situation, and it's called talking about Tallahassee. They said, look, he said in Tallahassee, the state government is just like a frat house up there. As they said, they partied. So hey, it's just a power thing. Huh? Anyway, that's just me. Interesting though.
The bro mentality.
Oh yeah.
And fill in upwards.
Yeah. You got daddy's black card, huh?
He's not gonna get tapped to be VP like a certain other Florida bro, but
can we not? I really that just hurts my head to even hear that. So I'm not touching that. I'm not going there. But I heard about it.
Oh, DeSanti.
All right. Fine, we'll move on. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when this all falls out. I'm going to be real sad. So sad. What y'all drinking on? By the way.
What am I drinking? Cabernet. California Blend. It's good, though. Nice.
I'm trying a new seltzer, the Vizzy.
I got those too. I'll probably pull one out later. It was 2-for-1. I know.
I just found a Bushido.
Oh,
the way of the warrior.
Yeah. Some good stuff there.
Yeah, it is. This could be a problem. I only got the one.
Oh, there's a case of them down there. So.
I know. I got the McUltra just to the safe side.
Oh, God.
Japanese American. So next up. This one's you, Curtis.
What?
It's your boy.
He's my boy. He's a Celtic. But anyway, so no, you guys haven't heard about this? Paul Pierce lost a job with ESPN. You do know who Paul Pierce is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Played for the Celtics. I heard about it. You know, from my understanding, is that, you know, he posted his little party, and had he not posted himself and somebody did, he'd be all right. But he put himself out there on blast. I mean, should he be gone? No. But it must be.
Should be gone. They fired him. He's supposed to fire him. Do you see anybody else? Let me ask you a question. Do you see any of these other guys that have all these shows, any some kind of a party anytime on Instagram or Facebook like that? If you work for Disney.
That is true.
That part, yes.
No, that whole part. Thing. Nobody does that. Like when Shaq
had a private party at your house, who cares?
They don't know.
Yeah, but he put it out online.
No. You're missing the point. It's the social media part. It's not about his house.
That's what I know. He put it out himself, which is where the problem is, right?
He's done. With that part, he ain't hungry, so I'm not feeling bad
for him. No, but that's what I'm thinking. You think he did that as a calculated thing? Maybe he wanted out anyway.
No, why suicide? Why do that to yourself, to your image? Really? No. No, it just happened. He just, I don't know, because the guys on TNT, Shaq, they was kind of chuckling about it. They didn't want to talk about that, but they was chuckling about it. Hey, Paul, because I knew Shaq had those kind of parties in L.A., you ain't coming into it with no cell phones, no camera, nothing, and you have to swear it off. Sometimes they make you pass the NDA, because they have some wild underground parties, but you're not seeing that anywhere. And that's what he just kind of, almost seemed like he was, I'm not inexperienced or immature. He should have known better. Paul should have known better. That's when I first heard him, I said, damn, Paul, you should have known better than that. You know what I mean? That was my first reaction. But anyway.
Was there nobody there that was there watching out from going, hey, bro, no, don't put that out. Don't do that.
I just think that the candle got, how do you say it, when the water, the candle was lit and the water started to boil and everybody was just having a good time. Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
And that's one of the reasons why you got to put the phones away before you go in.
You don't bring it in.
It down. You don't bring anything in.
I don't know nothing.
It almost like you need no brownie when they had it. He wouldn't let people wear clothes in there when they were mixing up his trucks and stuff in New Tech City. I said, dude, people got no in the truck, no clothes. That was insanity, dude. But I understand. Unless you eat one, like Mookie did, huh? My bad.
Ooh, Mookie.
Anyway, but that's what that was all about. I just thought he kind of, so he lost the job, but he didn't even say, I got some other stuff coming. I'm sure he made it. He's got money. He's not hungry or anything like that. Yeah. But that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, because it's easy money. You know, you retired NBA, great. It's easy money doing commentating because you don't have to. You know, you can just talk. Well, you can do probably what you do at home anyway, which is talk smack about people.
Paul wasn't that good. I watched a lot, but anyway,
okay. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise.
Nah, well.
Go ahead and go write your book. I get some Netflix documentary.
Paul's fine. What's a penny stock? Penny stock. Penny stock is stock you can buy. The valuation is going to be, it's under $5. It's going to be under $5. You start there. So, but different things. That's not, look, I just threw it on there because you had asked that question the other day about, we were talking about this thing with Robin Hood and everybody who want to buy, who's got however thousands of dollars to pay for for Bitcoin.
Or Dogecoin.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody can't just jump into this though. You got to, if you put it in, you better be ready to lose it. If it did, and it don't ruin your life. So I always put the disclaimer right here, right now. Always consult a financial advisor first.
I mean, isn't any kind of stock market action, you know, that caveat's there is like you got to be prepared to lose it because you're
putting but I'm saying if you're trying to do it yourself, I'm putting it out there. Always have either an advisor if you're going to throw something out there like that, unless you know what you're doing, because people are looking at this GameStop stuff and all this other stuff and think they can just go into this game and throw some money in there.
You can. Yeah. It's like Vegas.
Yeah, and I get that. But you know what? It's going to be like one of those things in a few months when all of a sudden, you know, stock market, yeah, is volatile. But cryptocurrency, you don't even know where that's going. So yeah, I see all these people dumping money into all these different cryptocurrencies. You want to make, I mean, trying to get rich, and I get that. But on the other side, do not put your life savings in there unless you know what you're doing.
From what I see from cryptocurrency at this point, it's the big, big dollars that's got a hold of. If you've got small dollars, you ain't got no business messing around with that anyway. I mean, what unless you think you can get lucky, unless you're trying to put it in that way. You could put some, if you got some money, you could put it in there and let it sit there. That's a different thing. But if you don't have like the big money, these guys moving around, shoot, man.
Yeah, but it also depends on when you get in it too. Like you don't have, like for instance, Doge, you know.
It's already you told me the smaller ones. I was talking about Bitcoin.
But if you're doing Bitcoin now, you're out of, I mean, you could buy, I own a half a share of Bitcoin, which is, you know, I got that a while ago and I should have had more, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. Same thing with Dogecoin. Like our cousin said, you know, if you bought Bitcoin 10 years ago and just let it sit there, you bought 1,000 shares of that, you're sitting on a mint. You're doing well. But you can't come into the game late thinking I'm gonna dump a couple dollars in here and put my in hopes that's gonna go up. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You have to be careful because now you got all these people out there. I had a son, my son called me the other day. He goes, should I put $100 towards this? I said,
no. But listen, his age, you should tell him to study. Start sending it out.
That's what I've been doing.
I'll start sending him some stuff.
That's what I've been doing.
Because the younger ones, they're the ones that can do it. Once they learn this stuff, they're better at it.
Right.
Yeah, but do you do it as with the cryptocurrency, or you tell them hit the traditional stock market?
All of it.
Trying to get something in there.
All of it. It's all the same thing. It's just moving faster now. Listen, back in the 90s when I was like handling buying little penny stock stuff, you had to buy this little pamphlet that had the stock in it. It was like a little pamphlet.
I remember, yeah.
If you don't get an old one because you be hurting, you got to make sure you step the date. It's a little before internet. Well, we had this the dollar, but that's no good. It take you a week to get anything on the dollar. And back in those days, you had the little book. And you buy them, or you go to the newsstand or get them like that.
I think it's two different things. I think there's the problem. I think it also comes down to the same thing. There's the long-term investor who's in it for the long haul, is trying to make his money stretch and grow and whatever, and he's not trying to get that risk. And then there's the dude just trying to roll some dice to see what happens, which has always been the stock market. But I feel like it almost is worse in crypto because you see the GameStops of the world. You see all this stuff. Like, I need to get on this. I need to get on it now. And people don't know what they're doing, and all of a sudden you ain't got no money. Because if you, right, like fine. You said, if you don't just know what go
back
you're doing,
to, just go back to work on Monday morning.
Go back to work on Monday morning, right? So you have a couple things going on. Like you have like Acorns, and you have the Robin Hoods, and you have your traditional stuff. Your financial advisor, who you don't call them stockbrokers anymore because that name is just gone. So they will put you in a plan. Even on Acorns, you can say, do you want to be moderately aggressive or aggressive type stuff. So if you put it in there and you invest, they automatically invest that for you. Whereas like a Robinhood, you're doing it on your own. So which means you got to watch that. And if you're one of those people who are watching every penny and you go on that every day, and like one day you're up $186, the next day you're down $55,
you shoot yourself.
You're going to kill yourself. Right. So that's what I'm saying.
That's at a bare minimum, that's similar, like looking at your 401k. You don't look at your 401k.
It's long-term investment.
You do it quarterly.
Right, you do it quarterly. And if you need to adjust with your financial advisor, whoever, say, hey, I don't like that I'm diverse in the mutual funds versus the, you know, the this and the that, you got to change that. And I was talking to my brother this weekend, and he was like, man, I don't trust him, and blah, blah. I said, listen, Years ago, I invested in a little known stock called Celsius, little old drink. The can was like this. And I said, man, I like this drink. I like what they're talking about. And I dumped some money in it, you know, some extra money in it. And I completely forgot about it. Right. So I did that on E-Trade by myself. I said, you know, if I lose this couple of hundred
E-Trade.
Bucks, yeah. You see what I'm saying? E-Trade. I did. But it was years ago and I still have that account. But I dumped that in E-Trade and completely forgot about it until towards the end of last year. All of a sudden, those stocks, those little shares that I bought for less than a dollar are trading at 40, 50, as of like last week at $61 a share. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. But I turned that little couple hundred dollars from years ago into this little investment because I completely forgot about it. If you can set and forget it, just like your retirement, if you don't think, if you put, it'll all even out at some point. I mean, yeah, you'll get
so to it's not like shooting dice and stuff because you ain't finna get no instant gratification.
No, I'm not looking for instant gratification.
If you're looking for that kind of high, well, the computers right now run so much. That's why you tell me the brokers are done. The internet and the computers have put most of those guys out of business, man.
Right.
And that thing, the algorithm will take you down if you're too slow. You hear about some stock. It's not like you hear about in the hallway years ago, like, I heard about this stock
and go buy it. Right. You know, I listen to everything no matter where I go. And people always saying, you know, I'm in the medical field and there's this instrument coming out and you should put your money in that. First of all, if you're sitting at a bar drinking and telling the whole world about it, I'm going to do a little research. But not only that, I'm a little afraid of what you're talking about because I don't want to be Martha Stewart.
Oh, well, that person, that's inside of trade. I was just going to say it. That person in business. Yeah. You know. So anyway, so that's illegal.
Right. But when I was talking to my brother about this past weekend, I said, you know what, you guys are looking at the live and the day results. Look at what the week was, look at what the month was, look at the 3 months was and see what it is. If you're up, you're up. Let it go. And
tell me if you want to do this and just talk about investing and stuff in long-term investments. You tell me you should buy Warren Buffett's book and read Warren Buffett.
Yes. Yeah, and I need to get that to him. Well, the Berkshire Hathaway stock has always.
Yeah, I can't afford that either. But that's what it's like. No, what I'm saying,
see, you're wrong. Yes, you can.
I know about mutual funds. I can buy it like that, but that's not what I'm saying. It's just I don't mean I can't buy it. I just mean it's expensive.
Look, it is. Like for instance, like I said, I own a half a share.
About that part. That's not what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I mean, I just said what I was saying was saying, you know, just a flippant way saying I can't afford that. But I know you have mutual funds. I've had it before, different things like that before. So I know about it. It's that part of it. But it's just.
But the
that's
apps
all,
like,
all I, that's my way of saying Berkshire Hathaway is expensive.
All right. What I'm saying is this. What the Fidel, not Fidelis, what the Acorns and the Robin Hoods and the all these guys have allowed you to do is that you can say, I have $500 to invest today. I want to invest $500 in Coca-Cola. You may not be able to buy but 4 or 5 shares, but at least you're in there. So if it starts to go a different route, at least you own part of the company. And not only that,
no, you can always
are a partner
that.
In the company.
You
right.
can always do that for the apps. Those apps made it faster now, but you could always do that.
Right. But what the reason I'm bringing this up is because the conversation I was having, they're telling me, well, that share costs $1,300. I can't afford that, so I won't buy. I said, yes, you can. You can buy a piece of a share.
Yeah, you have to educate folks first. Yeah.
Right.
You can buy a piece or you can buy into a mutual fund, an index funds, a different thing that have a group of ones. You pick what you want to put in there. I set things up for people that work for me back in the 90s. We were doing more things like this. We had a management group. You know, when you say a guy had, we had this group that this guy was old. He owned his company. So he brought in a management team that did all our payroll, did everything. So the medical, and including your investments for the money in the 401k. It's just one company. That's what they did. That's a hell of a company. Think about it. That's a hell of a company to have. And they put all this stuff together. And that's what they had. A box of funds. Here's what they're. And then you people like that, and you pick them or different things. But then if you just got regular staff working for you, then somebody's got to be able to help them or you just guide them a little bit. And you bring in professionals and they tell them what to pick. You put in your group, and it's some are up some days, some are down other days. That's how it works. It's just a trip. But
I agree.
You still should be looking at it every day or
you
every week.
You should not look at it every day. And I would tell you what I really, really like about, you know, All right. So I have a love-hate relationship with Robinhood. For instance, if I refer somebody, we both get stock. You don't know what stock you're going to get, but it could be something. Like, for instance, I recommended somebody this past week, and I'm telling you right now, I can send you guys my link, or you can find somebody and send them your link. However you want to do it, both of you will get a free stock. So I've been over the, every time I refer somebody, I've been getting these piddly diddly stocks, you know, $3 stocks or this and that. Until this past weekend, I got a Johnson & Johnson stock, which was worth $164 just for referring somebody. You know, yeah. Johnson & Johnson.
So where's my piece? I saw that.
But Johnson & Johnson, that was 160, right now it's trading at $164.20. That was free money. All right. So
it's just the business, dude. It's free,
the business. Well, it's there. So I'm going to keep that. I got nothing else to do. And as of right now, it's up 1.37%. Okay, I made 2022 cents on the day. I'm leaving it there. It was given to me, and I'm going to keep it. So I have a few in there that I'm going to keep in a store. So I'm trying to tell, especially these young guys, these my family that got a little bit of money they can part ways with right now. Look, this isn't the boiler room. This isn't Wall Street. I'm just letting you know right now. If you got a couple extra dollars and you want to put it in there, it's at your own risk. But if you want to put it in there for long term and you're not trying to flip 5 cents from Bitcoin or $2 from GameStop and you want to let it sit there, you have an opportunity to do something, to watch something, you know? And that's just my 2 cents on it.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like with anything with real stock, it's all about the long term. It's not about the short term gains, because that
some guys do play that game
tomorrow. And yeah, right. I get it. And you can
depends on how much time you had to put into it. Yeah, you got to have some time to do that. But it's like, okay, say for instance, someone, you got a few dollars sitting in your savings account. And it's earning enough. The bank is using your money.
Right.
You can't get in. You get nothing for it. Right. So you can say, okay, so maybe you want to take a little of it and take a chance on buying some stock and stuff with it.
And that's the exact conversation I was having this weekend.
That's how you have to look at it. And you're not James Bond at the Casino Royale. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just trying to, but you can make it work. And that's how you have to look at that. You know, it would say, okay, I can take a risk, talk to my wife. Hey, honey, can I, you know, if I lose my shorts on this in the next 3 months, am I be okay? Can I still sleep in the bed? Or do I got to sleep on the couch? You have to get all that straight before you start doing it.
Right.
You're just saying you had advice.
I've had advice.
You're taking the advice.
Here's what I want to say. There was one year that it was completely down, and I just happened to look, and I remember the very next day, all I did was log into the account. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And the guy called me, you okay? So I saw you looking. You okay? You okay? You know, it was a bad year, but it'll come back. You know, you're still new to this.
You're like a junkie.
That's
a guy. No. But what that's it was just that that's one. It was that one time I looked, and I guess when you go online and you look, it sends an alert to your person that, hey.
I'm sure that's his job. Yeah, that's his job. He better know that you're looking.
That's good work. That's what he's supposed to. Yeah, like you said, he need to know when you're looking, because he need to tell you, no, we good, we're not good.
No, he call you.
Paying him for he's not making money if you're not making money.
No, he slides in, comforts him, and then sell him some more. Ooh. That's how that's done. Excuse me?
Well, no, but you're right, because all of a sudden you'll get that call. You know, since the market's down, everything's cheap right now. You should put more in.
That is the time to buy some more.
That is the time to buy more.
If you got that kind of gumption, if you got those kind of cojones, huh?
That's the cojones.
Well, some do, some don't. But anyway.
Hey, if you want to play the game, it's not for the scared. It's not for the timid.
No, it's the same thing with real estate right now. Everything is a seller's market, but you're buying retail and above retail. There are people swooping in certain communities. And
they're blowing Florida out.
Right, without an inspection, without anything, and paying $20,000-$30,000 above asking price just to get in. But we got a little ways before it hits that peak. But when it comes back down,
it's going to be a Florida bubble. You know that,
it's
right?
It's going to be a Florida bubble.
That's what we do.
So I'm not buying anything retail right now. crazy.
Hey, the first big hurricane ripped down through here. Fuckers be trying to get out of
the They were like, wait a minute. I'll take the cold.
Nobody told me about about this.
Right. I was having this conversation. A few days ago with somebody. I was like, at least with a hurricane, I know when it's coming. They give you 3 or 4 day warning.
Yeah, you
know?
Got time.
You got a little bit of time. When you're in a blizzard or a tornado or that cold is lasting for 6-7 months. I mean, you
reach no, but Florida. Still.
Yeah. And then Weather Channel trying to give it a name like a hurricane. Oh, it's Hurricane Odin. Winter Storm Odin. Yeah, Winter Storm Odin lasted 3 weeks. Calm down. That ain't a storm.
That's Winter Storm. Dude, I used to watch Winter Storms all the time because they're out there. I'm a Weather Channel person. Been watching for 30 since they started in the 80s. So it's like they
everything. That was the first part of reality TV for him.
I mean, at least it's
reality TV didn't start till after the thank you. I guess that's because I watched it a lot. And they didn't have the great programming like they got now.
Right.
It was just tornadoes and firestorms.
But now they build whole programs around it now.
You got all kinds of stuff. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Byron Adams, he bought Weather Channel for $300 million. Byron Adams, a comedian, used to be a comedian.
Yeah.
He's big time. He bought Weather Channel about 2 years ago. $300 million. Huh?
I thought it was IBM bought them out. Because they were up for sale because they were private. I could have sworn IBM bought them. Okay, all right.
No, it's Byron Adams. Byron Adams used to be a comedian. He's a successful guy now.
Yeah, he had a late night, random 2 a.m. TV show. He was running entertainment, celebrity interviews and stuff at one point, in the last couple of years.
He owns a lot of these networks where you have, locally here, we have Frontier, Spectrum, different things. Certain markets in the country, he owns those cable companies in those particular markets, several of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, so then he has some shows he's trying to get on, additional shows, and so that's, I know, because there was some controversy. He was saying they was trying to prevent him from getting his shows in these markets, which makes him more money. He's a roller now. So anyway, my bad.
Baller.
Yeah, cash. That's what you need to is what we're talking about. I mean, we're going to do this later in the season, just to give y'all previous stuff, but we want to talk about trying to get generational wealth, trying to build wealth for you and pass it on to your kids.
Correct.
So they can pass it on to their kids, because that's how you really become wealthy. It's not about being rich. It's about being wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay. No, what's your thought then?
No, I'm letting him finish. I'm just.
No, that was just, the thought. That's the thought. I'm just letting, just giving y'all.
I kind of look at it as because sometimes what they do to us in America, all of us want to be rich. Everybody in America want to be rich. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because we sold that
American
day.
Dream.
Yeah, we saw. Okay, it's Buffalo Bagels. I put it that way. So.
All right.
What you want to be. You want to have stability in the family. You want to have, everybody, you have property and different things. It's like you want to be stable. I don't know if that's middle class, upper middle class. It's like what the president was saying last night. You want to expand it from the downward up then out. That means more people in it, more people have they can own their own home, have several. What the hey, man?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Did you see that?
I got 15 screens going in here. My bad.
You understand what I'm saying? So you teach, say, listen. So how do you build someone? Most fundamental way for a young couple just get married or anything is to buy a house. The best investment you ever can make yourself is to buy a house. You don't have to build a stock market fancy. Buy some property. Can't get a house? Buy a condo. It's Florida. It's going to be good. It's going to be good here either way you go. Mm-hmm. But that's how you, it's fundamentals. And then you go from there. But what you're saying is you want to have a home or something that they can pass on to a generation, do something like that. And once you do it, but the property start there. If you got somebody that's entrepreneurs, that's something else all together that you can, that's more. So as far as business and building businesses. And I know a thing that I've talked to some people about since I've been back here in Florida, is that we have a notorious problem in the African-American community. Our small business, sometimes we need to make sure we get the proper license and stuff until you want to do some business. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, because if you're gonna be a carpenter or a painter, or you got your construction company and stuff, you want to be licensed properly so you can take advantage of all the money and stuff that's available. But you don't have a license, you can't get the money. Somebody else get the money. You can't get the loans. You can't get the stuff that's going on. there's a lot of stuff's going to be happening right now, and all these programs that's getting ready to go down. It's going to be a good deal right now, but you need to be properly licensed, you know, to take part. I'm sorry.
No, that's good info.
Yeah.
He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong, people. He's out here. He knows these things. Believe that.
Yeah, well. Yeah, crazy.
Let me try. So,
who's watching the draft? Because I'm not, but I see it on something. I don't know. No, man.
Oh, I got it on. We got it on. We are up to pick number 7. When y'all listen to this later, just night number 1. But we're up to pick number 7. I've seen some good stuff. They picked 3 quarterbacks in the first 3 rounds. One of them was not Justin Fields from
Ohio State. Who went first?
Oh, Trevor Lawrence went first.
Yeah, that's kind of facetious. I just asked.
There was no question. That's the problem. There was no question. The kid's good.
So now, Urban Meyer comes to Jack. So he's gonna be in Florida because
he's in Jacksonville. Unless the Jags are stupid, they're not. Because they got rid of Bridgewater just to make sure they had enough money for this.
And they brought in Urban Meyer, right, to be the coach.
Did they sign that deal? I mean,
yeah, that deal's done, boss.
Okay, then yeah. Yeah.
So they brought in. What did he coach at? Alabama?
No, he's closed at Florida, Ohio State.
He got the college resume.
Yeah, he's got the full resume. And he's got championships everywhere.
So he did the pros too? He gets
championships.
So he did the NFL too?
No, not a head coach. If he did, it was Mike Licka.
No, he's got the college deal, but he's got the pedigree. So between him and the kid, what's his name again? The quarterback?
Oh, Trevor Lawrence.
They putting Jacksonville on the map?
They're trying to. Well, their owner, their owner is like, what is a multi-billionaire
that Indian guy
from England. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he keeps, not that he's threatening to move him to London, but he wouldn't be mad if the NFL lets him move to London. But
yeah, but that's a tough deal for everybody though, if he does that anyway.
Yeah, but the NFL, the NFL's been doing games out there. Like they're doing the games in Mexico City, doing games in London because they want to expand the base.
No, they tried to start a league, but the league failed.
Yeah, but if they put – the league failed because – well, okay. The league failed, my opinion. I could be wrong. Because you didn't have top quality games and you didn't build a fan base and you didn't have a base built in for people to come look at. You send like top tier teams out here for people to see. They're like, oh, okay, this is what the best of the best looks like.
But the NFL been going to playing over there for how many years? They've been playing over – they didn't just start doing that.
Yeah. They're still doing it. They're going to keep doing it because, you know –
All right. So the Jaguars going to move to
Let's see if they make it past the season first. Let's see how they do it with this guy. My boy Tebow tried out for a tight end position.
Yeah, I read that too. What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, man? What's going on with that?
He wants to compete. He's still a young cat, man.
He ain't young anymore. He ain't
that young, kid.
He's never stopped being an athlete, he
never stopped being Tim Tebow. Super Christian virgin.
Superman. No, he married now and his top,
well, I understand that, but that's a myth he was selling when he's like, so he's Saint Tebow. And nobody's saying that he goes tries out for a different position. Now he's a quarterback. He tried out for the Jags I read about it.
Tight end.
Yeah.
Anybody
else would get laughed out of the play, but Tebow gets some airtime, Jacksonville. Oh, Tebow in the locals that works. It's marketing, huh?
So I understand that, but I'm just because he's a Jackson. He's a hometown boy. That's his hometown. You know,
they may put him on the team. They may do that because, again, it's about marketing. Yeah. I was telling people about when Tom come to town. I said, come on, dude. This is about some big, big dollars. Of course, they're going to tell Tom everything he does. He's down at the park. He's a mayor down there. I'm down here with the goat. I mean, hey, go on, woman. So anyway, it's the same. That's what he was doing. Yeah. So now Jacksonville want to do that.
Yeah. But so far, so good. I mean, they've got some interesting picks. Everybody's coming out styling. I like the style. You come out with your first suit, like I'm about, you know, you get that first contract, you know.
10 years from now, you look at that suit and what was I wearing? I seen Jalen Rose be saying, man, I can't believe be laughing at Jalen Rose he had on that draft night. The dude,
Jalen Waddle from Alabama just walked out in some sort of silver glisten So glad. Oh, nice background. He glistening.
So he's on a catwalk.
Yeah, but he that kid's good. That kid's. I'm going to say this as a Florida fan. I'm going to say this. Those guys that come out of Alabama, they come out into the NFL, and they do damage. I don't know what they're doing down there, but they come ready to play. So, you know.
But I was listening to a guy the other day.
They're trying to get the hell out of Alabama.
I'm listening to Colin Cowherd talk about sports. Ideas, but Alabama got good teams. They win, but they're not sexy. If Miami, the Hurricanes are winning, it's sexy. He said if SC, so Alabama is like, they win, but it's like, we go Corn Fair Boys.
Hey, man. I understand what you're saying. But the hardware.
No, I understand rings, that. Baby. But yeah, I understand.
It is not sexy. No. It ain't sexy. It is not. They beat you in the ground.
When the Canes was real in the 80s, what did you call it? The U?
The U.
Them boys was like, hey, trust me.
No. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of program. Like when Nebraska was big and like in the
90s. Oh, it was something, too. Yeah,
nobody cared about it. It's Nebraska. What the hell am I going to do in Lincoln?
That's true,
but now, they win.
When SC had that run like 3 or 4 year run with Reggie Bush and stuff in like 2004, 2005, 2006 something. It was insane. It was insanity. It's called it screwed up the program, jumped ship, and ran to Seattle.
But
the coach, huh?
Yeah, your boy. Yeah, he said, "I'm out. I got to go to the NFL."
What's his name? Rose? No, what's that guy name?
No, it's Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. Yeah. Pete Jettit.
Let's see if they.
But it was a serious run, man. They was making all the money, and SC was it was something. That was a good time to be around. SC football.
People like winning.
Yeah, well I see it could be like cheap.
I feel like when SC's winning, all of a sudden, because you got the bankroll in that city, it's LA. So I just know all the boosters were like, oh, y'all got something now? Just throw my money over here.
SC football, that's what's
happened in Alabama.
In Los Angeles, it's always been like this. SC football, UCLA, the basketball program. So it's, if anybody locally, one went SC and one went to UCLA, they ain't talking to each other. It's a bar fight down there someplace in Brentwood.
No, I remember a couple of years ago, I had some of my wife's relatives in town from the West Coast, from LA, and they had brought some friends with them. And it was like, the end of college football season, all the rivalry games are going. And I'm trying to watch Florida State. These people want to watch UCLA, USC.
Yeah, of course. That's stuff that break up families.
Exactly. I get it. But I was like, are you in my house? Hold on. But all right. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Football. And let's be real about this draft. NFL's like, we're back. We ain't social distancing. There's four masks. I'm sure all these people in Cleveland are vaccinated, but cool. Screenshot that.
Well, at least we're not surging. We're not in India, so.
Yeah.
Oh, God. India's a man.
So what does that mean? That really means that the people who's in charge was not telling the truth about what they was doing for the last year.
Right.
Not overwhelmed them, huh? That's really all it means,
Yeah, did they even have a first surge? Is this the first big surge?
No, it was minor. I listened today. Theirs was minor, very minor. Not minor. I mean, death of anybody. I'm not, saying it's insignificant. Yeah. But so they thought maybe it missed India. No, they got like, dude. I watched the program. This morning on the BBC. This guy was reporting all these fires are sitting around India where they was, cremating the bodies outside. And it's a line waiting.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Anyway, that's a dark part to be going. Hey, Mortal Kombat.
There's a segue.
Now that's pivot.
That was dark, man.
That was dark. Hey, listen, we can have fun with the real world out there, man.
Fine. Okay. Oh, but I saw the trailer for Mortal Kombat. I think I'm going to watch it.
You need to watch it. I Okay.
Go, you give me yours, and I haven't watched it. Now, a couple of people told me a couple of things about it, so I'll wait.
No, okay. I saw the trailer, and I watched about maybe 8-10 minutes of it. But I told myself
it was online. Yeah.
Well, here's what I said. I need more time so I can sit and relax and absorb it because it was intense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's some people in it I like, certain actors and stuff that I like. They got a full staff. They're ready to do it. So
I've seen it. I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Go ahead.
I enjoy storyline.
Just say one thing. Storyline. Good. Not good. Okay.
It's Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat. But what I'm saying, that Japanese guy, Uito, the guy is in. I've seen him in a lot of different movies.
The guy who plays Scorpion.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat's always been about Scorpion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Scorpion, Sub-Zero guys, they're excellent. They are excellent. That guy who plays Scorpion, I've seen him a lot of things too. And he is very good. I think they're the best things about the movie, clearly. But, you know, it's fast paced. The fights are good. The cinematography is excellent.
That's what I said. Oh, man.
That's good. I'm like, I spent a little bit of money. Okay. But there's some hokey dialogue. Whatever. It's Mortal Kombat.
It's a video game.
Yeah, my guy from Supergirl's on it, and he got jacked for it. I'm like, Jimmy Olsen got jacked. So I mean, really? I enjoyed it, and I like the '90s one, the '95 one, which is just a hot mess. But I love that one.
It was a hot mess, but it was good. I never seen it.
Really?
I don't know if I'm Mortal Kombat or anything like that, man. But I watched this one.
But for the martial arts, I think they did do some nice work. CGI is real good.
Yeah, but again, they brought in a lot of people that I know. Once I see the trailer, I said, that's actors that I'm familiar with other things. So I'll watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is polarizing. Like, I've heard people say, oh, man, I didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling it. And they have some people like, oh, that's fantastic. So, you know, you got to go see
each his own.
Like the same thing with Godzilla versus King Kong. Yeah, I didn't feel that at all.
Really?
I was disappointed.
Well, so why? So let's talk about that. Because go ahead. Why?
All right. And I've seen the other ones, except I think.
Disclaimer: are we doing a spoiler alert?
No, I'm not going to do that. I can talk about the movie without giving.
Yeah, it's already going out. It's about to go back to me. Everything.
I understand that. I just want to put that. Right.
It's two monsters fighting each other. Very simple.
It's very simple.
Spoiler.
However,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler. If you haven't seen Mortal Kombat, go see it. But I didn't spoil it. If you didn't see Godzilla vs. Kong, I might spoil some things.
What about it did you not like? Because was Kong too intelligent for you in this one?
No. This is the part. Okay, so a couple of things. The actual overall plot was like real weak in comparison to the other movies. Like the other movies kind of had a plan and you can kind of see where it was going. Yeah. This one, they kind of just forgot. They had all this stuff. Like
they was taking
ago.
Your money on this one. And this was made all the money. They were taking your money. The other ones are better. Of course the other ones are better. I've seen other. Matter of fact, what I did was I went back and watched those two, King of the Monsters, and I watched it again before I went back to this. Okay. This one was like, what's the robot movie I like, the giant robot movie I like?
Pacific Rim?
Yeah, Pacific Rim. This is Pacific Rim.
I like Pacific. Okay, here's the thing.
I love Pacific Rim. Those are my movies, man.
Here's one thing. All right. King Kong versus Godzilla. I get it. It's a giant lizard fights a giant monkey. I get it. It's all good. Every fight they had was great.
But one of
spoilers when they bring in.
But here's this was so. Who did you bring in? My bad.
You saw it, right?
No. Yes, of course.
Okay. When they brought in Mecha Godzilla, I looked at that thing, and when I looked at that thing, I went, wait a minute, whoa. That looks like the same CGI model y'all used for Ready Player One like 5 years ago. It's supposed to be a cartoon game. It looked like crap. I felt bad.
So you overthought that one. I thought
no, I didn't. I felt bad. I wasn't even trying to overthink it.
It blew me away when it came out. Wow.
It's giant monkey versus giant lizard. I really shouldn't have to overthink it, but they didn't give me a. I mean, y'all went to the middle of the planet that y'all forgot y'all could do that. All the humans didn't. I don't know why the humans were in this movie because they weren't doing anything and I didn't care.
They was documenting it.
They were doing a bad. Millie Bobby Brown got that paycheck. She's like, y'all want me to come back for this? All right, cool. It's like she was in a whole nother movie.
What did I say? I said they were taking your money. Because
luckily,
because
that Max.
It's a built-in client. It's a built-in audience for either Godzilla or King Kong, right? So, and different generational stuff. And they had done enough. If this one would have been in the movie theaters, like if we don't COVID,
fully,
it'd been a money grab. Been like,
oh, please.
It'd been a money grab for sure.
I mean, it's done well globally. This one would be a lot of money.
Yeah. I think Mortal Kombat, going back to Mortal Kombat, it's gonna do it too. Yeah, it's making cash. So, but that's all it was. I get it. No, get me wrong. There's parts I really like. You know, all the fights, like the fights on top of the ships. That was great. I'm like, that's cool. That's what I came here for.
It was great. You come to see the excitement. You come to see, you know, hey, yeah, you know, Godzilla signing.
I mean, they made Godzilla the bad guy for most of the movie. I don't know. I'm a Godzilla guy. I don't know.
But then in the end, Godzilla was not the bad guy. It was just a problem because Godzilla, they was pissed off. They didn't understand.
They didn't know what he was doing.
Right. Yeah. Because the other movie, Godzilla was a good guy. He wouldn't have found Godzilla bringing time against those other things. Was that the second one? Yeah. The King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
He was on a so. Anyway, my bad. Yeah.
I added every movie that I can find to my network for a certain little 5-year-old who wanted to watch every last one of it, and he's having the time of his life.
One of what?
Of Godzilla?
Every movie.
It's pop culture classic, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, some of that stuff's cheesy, but you still get the cheesy.
No. Okay, King of the Monsters is the same movie that I saw when I was probably 8-9 years old. It was called Godzilla vs. the Thing. It was the same thing with the bugs, the big giant things flying. I saw that in like black and white. It's a horrible CGI. I wasn't no CGI.
No, it's a guy in a rubber suit. Yeah. We're doing it live. Dude, we're doing it
that
live.
That was the same movie. That's the same script anyway that I saw when I was like a preteen or something. You know what I mean? When I saw it, I said, King of the Monsters. But I know the storyline here because it was that. I remember that big giant bug and stuff. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I saw the movie at Ben's Theater in Hainesville. You boys don't know anything about
Ben's
that.
Ben's Theater? Who? What? Ben who? Ben Hill?
No.
Oh.
No. That was a movie theater down in Haines City in the black area down there. We went to movie. We couldn't go to the white theaters. What movie is that?
Hold on. Where was the movie theater in Haines City? I need to know the location.
11th Street, they call it Martin Luther King Drive today. Okay. You know where there's a pool room right there on the corner down at 11. You don't know because you never hung out, so you don't
know. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wait. So you know
where was allowed to hang out.
So you know where high school used to be?
Yes.
On that corner, there was a little restaurant right there. We had pinball machines, so we'd go in and buy hot dogs and play pinball machine. And you can walk down from there, the theater's right there in that building. It's right where there was a theater, there's a barbershop, shoe shine, all that stuff was right there back. It was maybe in the mid 60s or late 60s, something like that. But the theater, we all went to the theater. We went to the theater on Sunday night. Yeah. You know, that nobody ever told you there was a theater down there before?
No one ever told me there was a theater down there.
There was a theater down there, boss man. I started my first time chasing women and stuff going to the theater.
He said, God. I was at the theater with a hot dog and the pinball machine.
Yeah, the pinball. Yeah, we used to hang out at the pinball down there. It was called your nickel. 25 cents. You playing all day if you're good enough.
Gotta be good enough.
Man, wow. So that's why I saw that. My bad. Yeah, Penn Theater.
Black and white puppets.
No, it wasn't. I saw some good. The movies was color. I'm talking about
All right,
color.
So let's go back.
Yeah,
so
let's hold on. Godzilla movies are in color, man. Calm down.
I got you. So let's go back a little bit.
Oh, my brother.
Let's unpack this for a second. Talk to me. The movies you saw down there. Give me another one. What's another movie that you can remember that you saw that?
I'm not happy about, but they took us to see it when I was like fourth or fifth grade with Sidney Poitier. It was called Lilies of the Fields. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Him with the nun. We all had to go see. They took like little classes. I was fourth or fifth grade to go see Sidney Poitier, Lilies of the Fields, indoctrinated into the him singing to the nuns and stuff. He ain't trying to fuck none of them, but okay. But he, my bad. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
That slipped out. Yo, seen Little to the Field?
I don't, captain no. I've seen Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, that's good though. I've seen that one.
That was a good one. I saw that.
But no, Little to
the Field. I have not seen Little to the Field.
Okay, Little to the Field.
Man, it's about
you can probably watch it, but I should not. You can watch it fine. That's fine. What I'm saying is, well, anything Sydney does is good. I'm gonna get me wrong. Mm. I'm not putting down Sydney. I love Sydney. When I was working in Beverly Hills, he called me Sydney. He said, "Here comes Sydney," because I was a tall black man with a suit on, but that's how stereotype these do things. Mm-hmm. But Sydney and I still had hair, but it's would say what?
Go ahead, you're telling the story.
You gotta talk about hair.
No, listen. Anyway, I was just saying a movie I saw. I watched old all the good cowboy movies, but you guys wouldn't know these guys, these old cowboys. That was a movie. We went all the time. We were on a Sunday evening, sometime to go see movies. Oh yeah. Anyway, yes.
I knew there was one downtown Kissimmee because I know where that is because you can tell the
But see, I didn't live in Kissimmee. I lived in
Haines. That's too far to drive. I understand that, but
it's like what, 6 miles
from Haines City. You got a car?
It'll take you longer than that now to get there with the traffic.
Well, that's true.
No, we used to go. We used to go home.
His day or our day? That was
because you had no car. You go to the theater, then you got to walk home.
Well, you're right there anyway.
It's not right there from where I live.
I thought you were still talking about the
11th Street.
Oh, okay.
Down on 11th Street, down in Oakland, down there. I live on the hill. We ain't living in Oakland.
Yeah, by the time, me coming up, I'd have to go to, you want to see a movie, you got to go to Winter Haven.
Yeah, that's what we
did. I saw the movie, when I was in high school, I was going to Winter Haven watching movies too.
Because you went to Havendale. We were talking about this the other day.
No, I went to
other friends.
The movie theater, yeah. But
was on Havendale.
I'm before they destroyed our culture and stuff like that and integrated school. We had a theater in the community out there, boss. I'm just trying to tell y'all that.
Damn. I was just talking about movie theaters now, but you right.
I just threw that out there.
So you right.
You can put. I've now realized that if I didn't say that, you guys never knew that was even down there.
No,
I didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Oh, dude, we had so much fun. You park in the parking lot. Somebody because when certain time we would get a little older, it was still going on. But by the time I think I was, 12, 13, something like that, it wasn't there anymore. But with between 10 or something, like that, because by 68, I think my sister's class was the last class to graduate from Haines City High School, from Oakland High School.
Oakland.
They integrated with them. We had to all start walking uptown.
Mm.
Wait.
So no bus to the new high school. They made you walk to the new high school.
They didn't make us walk. You had to easy walk or you wouldn't get in there.
Oh, damn.
Well, how are you actually going to get there? On a rainy day, my dad would give us a ride because they couldn't go to work because it was raining. But other than that, we walked. And we had a car though, but some people had to walk.
No.
We had a car. Sorry. But anyway, I didn't have to. Some people had to walk because me and Jim had a car. We shared one. And he was older, so he had it most of the time. Yeah. Hey, what that?
Oh, wait a minute. So, wait a minute. Was that? But that wasn't the White Elephant Haines City High. That was the when Jenkins was Haines City High, right?
I don't know anything about any Jenkins.
Yeah, it was Jenkins.
I don't know anything about it, Jenkins. I know that name. I don't even know until Gene was telling about that name. I never heard that before. But I went to Haines City High School.
Yeah, but but the one we went to when they
it built was that Haines City Junior High that was over there, and then they did.
I know that for a fact because
because then they split it off to Boone.
I don't know, huh?
Because that was the junior high,
right?
The one across town was high school, but then they built what was called the White Elephant in the mid 70s, and that became the combined.
No, in mid 70s, really?
Dude, I'm looking, I've seen the yearbooks. It was like 70, it was literally after it was like 75 or so, 75, 76 that they finished.
Well, I'm sorry,
you guys were gone.
I was in college. I was gone.
Yeah. But kinda, built, think, there's I've seen the pictures. There's nothing around the school at that point, but it's a giant white.
I never even seen it. I don't know. I never even heard of it. Is that about an old junior high school? Because I did go 1 year. Yeah. Did I go 1 year or two years at that? I went 1 year at Haines City Junior High School. That was a long ass walk.
That was it.
Haines City Junior High School.
Yeah, that's a long ass walk. God damn.
Uptown to Haines City High School went a bad walk. The days I made it.
Well.
I walk plenty of days from that area all the way back to Fifth Street.
Sometimes Skip Friday or something like that. We'd be someplace out in the swamp. They threw a lake party with some music on.
The good old days.
In the middle of the good old days. It was just the days.
They were just the days.
I had a better day than that last night.
The good old days had a better day than that last night.
Well, I was like,
I like that statement. The good old days. No, that was just the days. They had a better day than that last night.
It was fun, but when you don't know, excuse me. So when you don't know, it's everything's good. What you got? You can't put them back on the phone once they see Paris and shit.
The good old days.
Yeah, you don't hear me use no term like that. Yeah, with that.
No good old days. Oh,
woo. Broke old days, huh?
All right, let's continue down this list of entertainment you guys got going on. I like this. This is good. This is good. This Shut is good up. Conversation. What's Who are you talking to? Him?
You, yeah. What is this Jupiter Legacy on? Did they come back with Jupiter again? Is that the Jupiter Rising?
No, it's something different. Netflix dropped the trailer for it. Should be coming out here, I think, next month. Is it any good? The trailer looks real good. Like,
the trailer looks good.
What's the concept? Here? That's it right here?
Like six or seven people.
These
get powers.
Two people you got behind you there?
Yeah.
They get powers and then Hold become on. Heroes. Get out of the way and it's real like quick. 70 years later.
I seen her, huh?
70 years later, and they're trying to, and the kids have got powers, so it's like a generational thing.
So is this, which one is this, DC, Netflix?
No, it's complete original. A complete original idea.
So these are stealing everybody's stuff. Okay. All right.
Everybody's been stealing from Superman since the 30s. So what do you want from me?
Let me see if I can
figure this. Everything's a variation of Superman, Batman since 1938. What do you want?
So Without Remorse doesn't start until tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it drops tomorrow.
I'm watching it tomorrow. So
on it.
I've seen the trailer. Damn. I mean, it's I've seen the trailer.
Let me see how much they're different from. Like, I'm a Tom Clancy guy. That's my guy. I love his books. I love his books.
I'm ready.
I don't look at any stuff they've been writing after he died. But his stuff, and then Without Remorse is. That's a dark book with that character, but they updated it for now. So I'm really excited for it. I like what they did with Jack Ryan on Amazon for the
show. Oh, I love what they did with Jack Ryan.
If they can figure out a way to make these two come together, because this guy's supposed to be like Jack Ryan's like right hand guy.
The two seasons, you mean?
Yeah, the two seasons.
Ryan? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But I love all the Jack Ryan movies. I like the series.
Yeah, I've seen them all. I like them all too.
And just, yeah, I'll be on. Be joining all the roles. Just give them everything.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Once one guy get hot, they give you all, you make all the money, and you better get in and say something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
make sure agent's getting something. But yeah,
well, it's the same thing as what they did, what Marvel did. I mean, the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Man, I couldn't wait for every episode to come out or for it to drop. Man, that was great. That was a good little mini series.
Y'all didn't know what y'all were gonna get in that.
No. Y'all they did a great job with that. They did a great job. And it ended great too. So
y'all did not know what y'all were gonna get. Listen, they did some things I didn't think Disney/Marvel would let them do the things they did.
I was like, okay, they did it right.
Okay. I mean, and it's based on an old story. That storyline, the true storyline they did with Isaiah Bradley, that's from 2000. Like they wrote that in 2000. And it had a little controversy, but not much. I mean, it's more
relevant. But it's well, they
but it's based on Tuskegee. It's based on writers, real life.
Yeah, you think the writers didn't know that when they did it right now? It's no, perfect timing for it.
Okay,
please. They brought, you know, because the little speech and stuff that the Falcon, because at the end of the movie it doesn't say the Falcon and Winter Soldier anymore. It says Captain America and Winter Soldier.
Right.
It's Captain America.
But I like that. But I like what he did to his wings and shit. His lungs. He got some bad stuff. The Falcon Lone Ranger gets shot in the head.
That's Wakanda, baby.
Hold up. My favorite episode.
I didn't think about it. Correct. You're right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, but when he disarmed.
Y'all should have already seen it.
Yeah, you should have already seen her. When she came through on the Winter Soldier and disarmed him, literally disarmed him, he was like, okay, did you know she could do that?
Yeah, that cheat code.
Yeah, that cheat code. Did you know you could do that? No, I didn't. He was like, fall off. That was some good stuff.
There was so many things going on. Number one, Bucky was in Wakanda a little too long.
Yeah, he was.
Because he was following the balls around.
He literally got invited to the barbecue.
He did. Well, he was hitting on Sam's sister already.
He go to his.
Look.
He ain't stepdad already. They was hanging on the arm.
Exactly. I follow this TikTok girl and she does like really funny stuff with them. But all the stuff whenever she talks about Sam and Bucky goes in, but I'm gonna fuck your sister.
Listen,
they did veteran trauma, they did racism, they did the treatment, they did everything, they did too much. The overall plot of the series, you don't even need the rest of this. You didn't need the rest of it. So they just said, we're gonna give you this over here.
Looking, what's the guy named the guy who's gonna be Captain America, the angry white guy?
John Walker.
Oh, but his real name is Wyatt Russell. That's Kurt Russell's and Goldie Hawn's son.
I read about him.
Excellent job. Because everybody hates him.
That's what you want to be. He had to look. He does look like his dad though. But he was like, I said, oh, this ain't gonna be right. When I saw him, I said, this is not gonna end well.
Yeah. It was the end of the episode when he came out. I was like, no.
I said, this ain't gonna end well. But now he's okay. And
He's not okay.
I understand. But listen, you only got six episodes. You got more stuff to bring to you. They're teasing you the first six. They got more.
Marvel got you.
They're trying to decide whether they're gonna bring out a big Captain America movie first or bring some more. They're working on you.
Four is in development. But man, the thing I like about the Marvel TV shows right now, because you get the character development. You can use the movies for the big budget, sock and bock them, blow things up. You get these 6 to 8 episodes, and you really get more into the character that you already invested in, and they give you like
That's what they do to you. Then you got to build an audience. That's why you do sequel movies, because the audience is already there.
Episode 5, when Sam and Isaiah are talking, man.
Oh yeah,
that's just some real acting. That's just two dudes in a room just talking to each other.
Yeah, some of the writers and stuff I read about this, they're saying that Isaiah's performance is the most dramatic one of the whole film. So this guy is whoever this old guy is. He just captivated everybody. What he was saying. He was, you could feel his pain. You could just, that's what you call a guy's acting dude. He getting a handle. I said, God, this dude is something, man.
That's Carl Lumley.
Oh, huh?
Carl Lumley. That's the actor's name. But he's been around for.
I know his name. I just can't remember his face.
He's done a lot of stuff, but he can't even. Man, I felt that on some types of way. I think the problem is, and I think a lot of people look in pushbacks like, oh, it's not about race. It's not about racism. So like, you ain't watching the same show we watching. Because that entire show was about that.
They gave you a dressing of
we got to save the world for blah, 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 whatever. No, this is about.
So here's a question I want to ask. Okay. The person that told you it's not about race, what did you think they thought it was? Because I would have asked them that question.
The stuff people online, they're denying that because they want to. This is my opinion from what I've seen. I think they want the MCU to be this perfect version of everything. We're just going to have superheroes doing some things and not doing some real stuff. And that's never what Marvel was about. So I think they got.
That's why I've been a Marvel all my life. That's why I've been Marvel, because Marvel was always the most. We call it the radical, but it's not radical. They just bring the truth to you. Now, But the movie was more like tied to real life and the struggles that people have. So what the people are saying is they don't want to know. They just want to live their life. They want they don't want to know there's hard decisions have to be made. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That's what they want. They don't want to know. Okay, because I saw an ad or something. No, I won't bring it up. Anyway, yeah, but that's what that is. But that movie was like, I said, man, they're really good because they had people who were confused, had people who had powers. What do you call them, the Flag Smashers?
Mm-hmm.
That was like, come on, man. And it was international. It wasn't like they were just stuck in, you know.
Refugees, they're dealing with refugees camps. Man, there's a lot of layers. There's a lot more layers than we thought for something so simple. And
it still was great. I mean, the cinematography was good. The fight scenes was like excellent. It was like, man, I like this.
I can see the money. You can see the money every episode. You're like, okay. You just
invest a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. You just did 2 weeks to make the fight on top of the semis. You know, that. You got a Falcon flying around. Everything. And then when Cap's new suit shows up,
nice.
No, when he came, that shit was bad, dude. I said, I like that. And then again, the fight scenes and with he losing it, but I didn't even think about what you said. I said, with Wakanda technology he's got on the deal. So, wow. Yeah. It was excellent.
You got that vibranium.
We got you. You okay? We got you. We're not going to give you all the best stuff, but we're giving you some good stuff. So, yeah, I'm looking for it. They can't go wrong. Next one's Loki, because they're gonna do the Clone Wars thing, and then Loki's like,
I saw the trailer for that, right? The little mini trailer they had.
Yeah, Loki's gonna be weird.
Gonna be weird, but I'm ready for it. The MCU, they're killing it right now. Where you at, DC?
So here's the thing: is Black Widow the movie that gets me back into a movie theater? Because that's July.
Yeah, it'll get me. I'll go there anyway. I go tomorrow if she's in theater tomorrow.
Let's put it on the calendar. I'm there.
Right. I've seen so many trailers. I've been waiting for the movie's been
delayed. I mean, it was supposed to be out first before all the TV shows. So like your girl, Julie Louis-Dreyfus was supposed to premiere in Black Widow first and then the show. But the show got out.
I was surprised when she came in this one though.
She looked good in those heels, though.
But her character was cool, cold blooded, though. She
got cold, really.
She was like, I don't want to mess with her, dude. Let her just get the hell out of here.
Did I do it? Maybe I did it. Talking to his Meghan Markle wife. I still don't understand about that wife. I still don't understand about that wife. But all right, her girlfriend. Exactly. I don't even know.
Why?
That's his girlfriend.
I know. I think it's his wife.
I thought it was his wife.
Oh.
I don't
know. I got it confused. So, am I the only one?
They never said it. They never said that.
So I'm the only one that's watching Condor.
Who?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, because I talked to you about it, so you must have been too drunk at some point. I was telling
probably,
you.
Probably.
The movie. No, I asked you to put the. Okay, stop.
Oh, 3 days of Condor.
Well, that's the movie 3 days of Condor, but there's a 3 days of Condor was made in 1975. But the concept right now is a series is out. Called Condor is based on that movie, but they've done a great job with it. It's six episodes. I already watched it. It's on Epix. And we talked about this. I sent it out.
I know, and we did. And I got the movie and I haven't watched it yet. So I haven't started any of it. So I don't know anything about it yet. That's all.
Hmm. All right.
He looks disappointed.
No, I'm just okay. All right.
No, I have not watched it. I don't know.
All I'm saying is, okay. So
you tell him about this movie?
Because he told all of us.
Yeah, I sent it out on the.
It was in our chat.
But anyway, all I'm saying is.
Why are you looking like that?
It's not an indictment. What I'm saying is very, very good, is my point.
Okay.
If you get around to it, I mean, smart. They've taken some good dialogue from an old movie, because Robert Redford did it. It was a good movie. And did it in a series, and I think so far it's been it's good. If you like the kind of stuff, espionage. Okay. I'm an intense kind of guy, so it's maybe you guys like. Nice. I'll give you guys some fluff. How about Space Jam? Yeah?
Some fluff.
Oh, it is fluffy. It's a lot of fluff. It's so much fluff. I mean, at this point, I mean, I guess we're gonna go watch it at some point.
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah,
I'm gonna watch it on HBO Max. I'm not going to the theater for that. HBO Max is on. Is gone.
It's coming out. No, well, no, I'm not going. To, well, unless I get somebody hit. No matter.
I'm just saying the trailer looked interesting.
Maybe I should watch the first Space Jam before I watch this one. Maybe.
Was it you that said that you didn't really care about the first one because you didn't care about Michael Jordan?
He's not a
Michael
guy. Yeah.
Oh, he's not a Michael guy. That's what it was. That's what he said.
No. Okay. Let's be clear. Michael Jordan can play his ass. I've watched him so many games against us. If James Worthy is not hurt, Michael does not win his first title. Okay, guys? Let's be clear about this shit. Let me start over. Let me just let everybody know. He doesn't.
Okay. All right. But
we lost to them. He doesn't win. Okay? And what's that, 90? Was that 90 they won their first one, or was it 91? You guys are still out there.
I like it's 91. No, I think
you guys are still down to be in theater in 91. He went 91, 92, 93. So it was 91 because, the Portland trip. In 90? Detroit Pistons won because he won 2 years, 89 and 90. So the first one was 91. Michael. James Worthy and I hurt. Michael don't win that title. So I ain't watching no Space Jam. Wait a minute.
And now we're back again. Hey. We lost them. He was going to go watch it. I know. He really was.
Now he's just hating.
I'm not hating. I'm okay with Michael.
Just watch it. There's a lot of people in it. Just watch it. Just get over with. I'm sure it'll couple up with something before the new legacy comes out.
So I should watch it. I got a couple months to watch it before the new one comes out.
I feel like you're not going to need to. It's not like it's going to, unless they've been lying. I don't think it's a continuation one to the other, but you know, just watch it.
I didn't say it was a continuation. I said I just want to watch it because I've seen enough trailers on it over the years with Bugs and them. But it's interesting.
The Tasmanian Devil, and although they can't put Pepe Le Pew in it, though.
Pepe was in the last one either.
Well, he definitely got boycotted this time.
If you put in a squad together of Looney Tunes, you want Pepe playing? Bitch ain't got no skills. Calm down.
Dude, I like Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe can't play anymore. Pepe got canceled.
But Pepe Le Pew was a skunk, right? The Mexican skunk.
Yeah, he got canceled. But Pepe
ain't got game.
But when I grew up,
when it comes to balling,
listen, Pepe Le Pew was funny as hell when I was growing up, dude. I didn't know him. Why did I know him?
I love Pepe, but Pepe got canceled.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
They canceled Pepe. Pepe Le Pew can't be in this movie no more.
I don't think it was in the first one. Just let it go.
It doesn't matter. Pepe Le Pew has been canceled. They're erasing Pepe Le Pew from the internet.
You'll be all right.
No.
Who's internet?
Everybody's internet.
Not my internet.
They erased a Pepe Le Pew. They trying to erase that picture from Chris Jenner. Oh, not Chris. Kylie Jenner's picture.
Caitlyn Jenner.
My bad.
Which one?
Kylie Jenner be kicking your ass.
Gubernatorial candidate Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
Who's got a Real Housewives scam? What's this?
It's an old story.
No, but it's still It's still kicking though.
Is it still kicking? It's one of the Real Housewives. Let me pull this up.
I never even heard of it, so I don't know.
You know the Real Housewives franchise on TV. So it'll be Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I got a good story about that one in a minute.
So this was the one of Salt Lake City. They were trying to figure out what this one of the ladies on a Jen Shaw, what she did for a living. And she said, you know, she's direct marketing, you know, they got an algorithm, they got a platform to do some things. And then literally after the reunion show, the federal authorities arrested her and her partner because they've been running like a telemarketing scheme, defrauding millions, hundreds of people for over 10 years.
Doing what? What kind of scheme? How was it? What was it?
Telemarketing, like the...
they sell it, was my point is.
They sell, yeah. Let's see, quote from the New York Field Office of the Homeland Security Investigation. In reality, they allegedly built their opulent lifestyle at the expense of vulnerable, often elderly, working class people. basically telemarketing scams and getting old folks to give up.
So they're not, I understand, but they're not telling you exactly what they were doing was my question. Yeah,
because at the time, this is early on the screen, I don't know if they had all, they weren't really selling it.
No, they're probably not going to tell you, but Fair's probably not going to tell you, but my question was what kind of scam was it?
Enough that she was, you know.
No, I understand all that, but I don't need that part. But I'm just saying, I'm just curious about if
it, oh, wait a minute. Worked. Participants sold services they said would improve online businesses purportedly run by the victims, according to the indictment.
Oh, okay. Were
coaching like, sessions, tax preparation help, and website design assistance.
Oh, that's like Trump University. Okay, I got it.
We don't speak his name.
Well, it was a university, not him.
It wasn't a university either.
I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but it's okay.
Like I ain't going to school that he puts in. I'm not buying steaks from him. What he know about funny. Steaks?
He made a deal with some Butcher Park cattle rustlers here in Florida. We still got cattle rustlers here in Florida, right? So that's why I'll go to. We were talking one day. Somebody was talking about going to these side steak places. I said, I'm not buying those steaks from places like that. They probably bought them for the cattle rustlers. No, thank you. The guy just killed. They were dying in and
driving into the neighborhood talking about, hey, I got steaks to sell you. I'm like, where are these steaks from?
Yeah, you just butchered the cows themselves.
Is it even cow?
Well, it doesn't matter, but that's cow. No, you have a cattle rustling problem still in Florida here. These counties down here, how do you in places like that? So anyway, he was a crazy cattle rustler. What I was saying, like back in the first Housewives show was the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I met.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I remember because the little before they started, I met this one, Nicolette Sheridan, she was really fine. Okay. But she was older. She's not older. I was older than her. She's 40 something. Anyway. I was at the BMW dealer in Beverly Hills. She comes in. Again, she was stacked. But she wasn't a kid, right? Because she had a young man with her, a little kept guy, a little handsome fella, but he wasn't saying nothing. She was doing all the talking. True story. And she went to buy a new BMW 750. So my guy couldn't handle it, so I had to go just kind of talk to her. I didn't want to just make the deal because I wanted to see her anyway because she was wearing like a linen pantsuit, white. Oh, goodness. Huh? I'm observing.
What was her name? Who was like that?
Nicolette Sheridan. Oh, she fine.
Yeah, I do. No.
I think she did Desperate Housewives at one point for a couple
whatever when it was just getting started just before this thing got big with all these kind of shows like that.
Yeah, well, Desperate Housewives was like,
but they blew up as soon as it started. It became an interest hit as soon as they got started. Because I always tell the guys, listen, she was here because once I got this deal done for her, I got the little guy with the cheap. She bought a new Beamer, paid cash for it, new 750. Just wrote a check, and she said she would give her Mercedes she was driving to her maid or whatever like that. So I just give it to her maid. She can have this one. It was a nice like a S class. But she was so nice, but she was a businesswoman, boys. She was talking to shit. Gave me a big hug, screamed at me, broke my back. I said, girl, you
were I almost broke your back.
All right, left. Yeah, but she, hey, man, hey, it was good, dude. That's the first group, but she was running her whole thing. Again, she had a little boy toy with her, and she wasn't embarrassed about that either.
Stuff.
Sometimes you see those things.
Just saying, everybody seems to be making this money.
Who's got these
questions? How are you making this money?
Well, listen, right now is a good time. I know everybody's been doing the COVID dip. This is like, particularly if you in Florida before the Florida explode, before the bubble pop here, but you could have a good 5-year run here. It's just so many people when there's so much, it's a lot. It is really nice now. So you got to be careful. Like you say, the same thing, mess around with the penny stocks, different things, but there's all kinds of people here coming. There's legitimate people coming here to make money. and all the shysters are coming too. You know, the carpetbaggers are on their way.
What?
Carpetbaggers, you know that term?
I do.
I don't know. Anyway, but it's just so much development and stuff. It's just, it explodes. That's what I would know. I heard Aaron Rodgers pick the NFL is don't want to go back to the Packers. So they, so somebody's going to buy him for a lot of money here and there. So if they don't do it tonight, you heard that, Adrian?
Yeah. Like he wants out. He's like, he's done.
Which is really something because they still owe him a couple of years on the contract, which is a lot of money. But if you don't want to be there, they got to figure out a deal for him. Somebody, I heard the 49ers wanted. So
they just picked up. They just picked up one of these guys. I think
so they got. They got a top link.
They got a young guy.
So they knock well. He can't.
And they, I mean, they can trade. You know,
if you can get Aaron Rodgers, you win now. You trade hit the young boy you just drafted to Green Bay. Make that deal. So, wow. But that's what I heard.
Yeah. He wants to get out. So I don't know what happened when the love affair with the organization ends. Because Deshaun Watson's got his problems, so he's not getting out because he might be in trouble. And then Russell Wilson over in Seattle wants out, or kind of wants out, but they ain't going to let him out. So maybe
they're just going to pay him. But what he really wanted to do is get him some help.
Yeah.
And Russell,
because he had good people around him.
That was 10. They won the title by almost 10 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been successful, which means the organization's still been making money. So, but Russell said, wait a minute, I'm going to get my ass whooped every day. I get like beat up, you know, to give me some help, give me some alignment so I can have to run it all the time. But they paying him well now, so he's not going to walk away, but that's how that works. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailer for Marvel's Shang-Chi?
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we missed it. No, that was a good trailer.
And so what do you think? The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah, they give you all the martial arts action you want.
The Chinese audience is not too happy about it. So, but we're like
happy.
Oh. Well, they're sensitive these days. Have you seen the old movies depicting a cartoon of Chinese people back in the day?
Okay, so the whole comic book, they're going to fix all that because everything was bad. That's why his dad's not the same dad. That's why. Listen, we get it. We got it. They're doing better. It's 2021. They're doing better. I mean, the stunts look great. The wirework looks great.
No, I've seen it. It's like, yeah.
I think they're going to give it a chance. Give it a chance. My man came in fresh. He's going to be a superstar.
Well, the Chinese culture being, they have a problem. They feel like Chinese culture is being westernized. I'm sorry, but that's but they're still going to sell it. Probably still going to go see it. But still, but yeah, everybody,
they're not going to be happy.
Everybody got a point of view right now. But the westernization, you steal everybody's stuff and then put it out there and sell it.
It's all right. All about the martial arts at this point.
All right, Louis, get us out of here.
Thank you for listening and watching the Liquid Late Nights podcast on all your finer podcast platforms and on YouTube. Like and subscribe. You know, we appreciate your support. Patreon coming soon. We'll also take the Cash App. We also take your Robinhood apps. You know, you want to give me a little Bitcoin, a little Dogecoin? Come on, cut the brother up. We'll take it all. And we out this, biatch. Wear a mask, get vaccinated.
Peace.
Damn. What was he now?